Kiran is joining us from Salesforce. He is the director at APAC Sales Enablement, and he would be talking about the journey from leads to deal. Over to you, Kiran.
Hello, everyone. I think given today's pandemic situation and how things are moving, most of the companies are completely focused on increasing their pipe and trying to see how can they get their deals in. So if you're somebody who is working in marketing, in sales, in strategy, this session would be of interest to you, I believe, that would help you to see what are the things that we can do differently to help you to get your lead to deal journey better, where you're increasing your deal value at the same time reducing your sales cycle. Very good afternoon, everyone. My name is Kiran Kumar. I am the Director Asia Pac for Sales Enablement, and today I'm going to talk about the lead to journey with you. Before I talk about the session, I would like to have some inputs from your side on what do you think is preventing the leads from converting into deals in your business. If it is premature qualification, you can type in A in the chat window. If you think it is missed connecting to the business needs, you can type in B. If it is lost to competition, type in C. And if you think it is some other factor, please mention option D. I will give you 30 seconds to ensure that we get some inputs from you. What, according to you, prevents the leads from converting into deals at this point?
We have a lot of B's coming in.
Excellent. Thank you. So looks like we have a lot of responses coming in. Premature qualifications, one of them. Most of them are looking at missing connect to the business needs and, of course, lost to competition. What I will do is I'll make sure that I'll talk about all of them and try to keep it concise. If you look at premature qualification, I'm going to talk about the lead qualification best practices. We'll talk about how do you get your business connects aligned to help you not to miss your business needs. And of course, when you talk about lost to competition, we'll take a few minutes to talk about the solution advantage that you can talk about. And then we'll definitely have some aspects on the Q&A. Let's talk about the first aspect on lead qualification. Before we go into lead qualification, the most important aspect that we need to have, ensure that your pipe has enough and more leads. Start tapping all your lead sources. Marketing, we heard amazing sessions a bit earlier. Ensure you have marketing leads coming in. You follow up on those. Speak to your sales development, business development team. Coach them to ensure they start focusing on your region and get those leads in. A partner ecosystem, a very, very important segment most of the people overlook. Work with them, work alongside with them. These are your extended sales team that can actually help you to get additional leads. Existing customers, check with them if you have any opportunities for cross-sell or upsell. One additional point I would highly recommend is go and ask for references. If they could give a reference within their industry, within their network to help you get additional leads. Once you have all these leads coming together, the second aspect I would recommend you to do is start prioritizing leads. It is extremely important for you to invest in a really good CRM application that can help you with lead prioritization. We have a lot of applications, a lot of CRM company that does a lead prioritization that helps you with lead scoring as per your business process, as per your business requirement to ensure that you focus on the most important, most hot leads to take care. I work with Salesforce. I used to be a customer of Salesforce earlier. Looking at the solution, I joined Salesforce. So more than happy to help you find the right solution. If at all you need, reach out to me. The third aspect is connecting within the 24 or 48 hour time frame. I cannot stress the importance of this. We have seen research that says 70% of the customers go with the first vendor who responds to their query. This is psychologically true as well, because the first connect with the vendor builds an emotional bond where your vendor, your customer will talk to you and you decide the benchmark for evaluation against any other vendor that reaches out to you later on. The fourth, but the most important segment is on the qualifying out. Let's look at it. As a salesperson, you have 20 working days in a month that you need to define how much you need to prospect into. given the current pandemic situation, it is important you have a personalized approach with every prospect you work with. So it becomes even more important for you to understand their industry, understand their business, understand the designation, the role of the person that you're speaking to. So qualifying out is more important than qualifying in. So what I would suggest is chase only those leads that are extremely strong potential for you to go after. So invest a little more time in qualifying out so you know you have the right set of leads to go back and focus into. Let's go on to the second segment of our conversation about the most important aspect that I heard today. Most of you mentioned B, right? So this segment talks about connecting to the business needs. Given the virtual world that we are currently living in, social media platforms are becoming extremely important. Connecting high or going top-down approach seems to be the way in which the business functions now. Most of the high-value transactions are being decided at the CX levels, and it becomes even more important for you to connect high. Invest in social applications like LinkedIn Sales Navigator, Twitter, blogs. You need to know about this. You need to connect with them and always connect high, and then you go top down. It makes your life definitely easier. Second aspect that is important is connect with all the stakeholders. It is not just important that you speak only to a IT person. You need to know who are the people responsible to get a deal in. Maybe there is somebody from finance, somebody from IT, somebody from marketing. If you're working with enterprise accounts, you would know there is a board of directors sitting there. There could be a business consultant. There could be an advisor who has got equal rights to decide on the solution that you're going to work with. Understand who are the stakeholders and start connecting in parallel with all of them. Third, a very important aspect, this is, please differentiate between an evaluator and a decision maker. The primary point of contact that we work with, they listen to us, they ask a lot of questions, they ask a lot of information. Understand that they may not always be the decision makers. You need to know a very simple way in which you can find out is ask your prospect, what was the purchase process for a deal value of similar amount in their company in the past? Listen very carefully. What do they explain? Who are the team? Who are the people who had been a part of the decision-making process? So you understand who else is involved, apart from the person that you're speaking with, to get the decisions made. If you are looking at the current situation for an SMB segment, what we have seen is the finance exec will come and say, hey, I have the budgets, but I need to make sure we have the right investment. The business owner is asked about, where do you think we should invest that will help you to get better returns? So connecting to business and finance becomes important if you're into SMB segment. If you're in enterprise segment, of course, you need to make sure you are connected to the CXOs, CFOs, and also the additional stakeholders who take a call. The last but most important segment that I need to highlight in this specific business unit is, please do not lead with a solution, lead to a solution. Let me try and explain this concept. Just because you have a solution, please don't go and force fit as much as possible, irrespective of what the customer requirements are. You need to take a minute, understand what the customer business requirements are, consciously make a decision if your solution is going to help them with the business needs. If yes, fabulous. Jointly work with them, lead to a solution that would help them with the business. If not, let them know that you would love to work with them, but this is not the solution that will solve the problem, and walk away. The reason I'm saying is because you have a career that you're going to build in sales and marketing, right? You may be working in this company for a limited period of time, but you would stay in your sales profile for the rest of your career. It's a very, very small ecosystem that you work with. Your personal credibility and branding is extremely important. Trust that your customer puts onto you, that you will not sell something for the sake of selling, is critical. If you force fit a solution, if not today, tomorrow, your customer will come to know that this solution is not helping them with that requirement, and they're going to throw it away and look at something else. And in the entire process, they're going to look at you as somebody who cheated them. Please make sure, if one takeaway on the option B that you selected, understand the customer requirements, see if there is a fitment. If yes, jointly work together and lead to a solution that is possible from your point of business. The third aspect that I hear a lot is we lost to a competition. Before we get into that, it is important for us to understand a simple concept of what is the evaluation parameters of your prospect. Not every prospect wants to see a demo. Not every prospect wants to talk to other customers. You need to understand what is critical for their business. Is your solution helping them with increasing revenues, reducing cost, or is it helping them meet compliance? This helps you to understand what is critical for them, so your conversations are aligned to their specific evaluation decisions. Second, do not go on feature comparison with the vendor. Trust me, after 19 years into this industry, I can tell you, if you have four different vendors, each of your vendor will come with a feature comparison list with top green tick marks saying that their solution is better than any other solution in the market. This is going to be of no use if you try to compete and fight against features. I think this is a point that Vinay earlier also made it very brilliantly. Talk about the business benefit. How can your solution help their current existing business problem? If yes, help them justify this and see the fitment for them. That is going to make their decisions so much more faster and so much more better. The third aspect is knowing the competition. When I say know the competition, it is not just about knowing who else is the vendor there. Be in the present. Understand your competition can also be the home ground system, the internal IT or the functional team that is sitting within your customer location who can spin up a similar solution for the company as well. I have seen in my sales career that most of the deals we lose not against competition or a homegrown solution. We lose for a dead node decision. That means no decisions are taken. The deal goes cold. They say, let us look at it next year. Extremely important for you to know, whenever you're having conversation with your prospect, start quantifying the business value your solution can bring onto the table. Not only that, help your customer quantify in dollar values or in INR. If they delay the decision making by 1 month, what is the cost of opportunity that they're going to lose? Every time they extend their decision by additional month, if you can quantify the deal value or the INR or the USD amount that they're going to leave it on the table, that will help you get a compelling event strong enough to ensure that the deal closes much faster than the potential sales cycle. The fourth aspect, I think Iris and Vinay, both of them mentioned, the art of storytelling. Given the current situation that we are living in, it is extremely important for a salesperson today to be an effective sales communicator. You need to pitch your solution in the art of storytelling that resonates with your customer, they relate to it, they remember you, and they come back and see the business benefit. Now, storytelling is an amazing concept. We can talk for almost 20 minutes on this. So maybe it is a topic for us to look at and discuss in our future sessions. But for now, in the interest of time, I would quickly like to summarize what we spoke to so far. First thing, we spoke about premature qualification. My recommendation in the lead to deal journey, if you want to make your lead journey shorter, start qualifying out. You need to have the right qualified lead to go after. When you go after, go deep. Invest to ensure you understand your prospect's business, their industry, and their functionalities to help them to connect with your business requirement. Second topic is on missed connecting to the business need. Like I mentioned, it is important for you to talk about what is the evaluation parameters, jointly work with your prospect, understand their business more, and then see if there is a fitment, jointly lead to a solution. Please do not force fit what solution you have. The third aspect, lost to the competition, like I said, it's the business benefit. It's a USP that you have that helps you to close a deal. And if you do these things, I have seen in my experience that it would definitely help you increase your deal values and start reducing your sales cycle. Would definitely love to know more from you. If you see any of this is effective going forward when you start working in your sales process. But for now, this is what the topics I had. I am looking forward for some questions from you, Tebarthi.
Yeah, Kiran, thank you so much. It was a very detailed presentation. And I think a lot of people have learned a lot from the presentation that you had, and it will be a really good resource to add up for your speaker page as well. So moving ahead with the questions that we have in hand. So the first question that we have is, what is the best objection handling line that you have come across?
I love the question. I think whoever asked the question is brilliant. I think the most objection that people ask is about discounting. I think that is the standard objection everybody gets. The amazing objection handling line that I have come across is somebody told me a simple concept, right? Dear Mr. Customer, are you okay to under invest in a solution that's going to help you enhance your business? I think that has been one thing that has been a smooth takeaway to help you overcome a business objection.
Got it. So the next one that we have is, what should be the frequency of lead nurturing emails?
Again, a very good question. So I have a different thought about it. When you look at frequency of lead nurturing, my suggestion is you need to have a multi-touch connect. What I mean by is you need to ensure, think about it this way. You need to connect with the prospect on LinkedIn via email, on a telephonic call, via WhatsApp, on their company portal. At least have 7 touch points in a month, keeping 4 touch points in the first week and 1 touch point every week after. This helps them to have relevance. It helps them to relate to you. And it also helps you to see if there is a requirement for you to proceed, or you can leave that lead and move ahead. It helps you to save a lot of time and your prospect's time as well.
Yeah. And so the next one that we have is, how can I tap back into my cold leads?
Okay. I think the definition or the concept of cold lead can be changed. If you can come across as a subject matter expert, an industry expert, a consultant that could help your prospects to make their business better, that helps you to overcome the concept of being a salesperson. What I used to follow as a salesperson is, every touch point you connect on an email or a call, talk about a different, unique business benefit that you have not repeated earlier. Because even if you, like I mentioned, right, even if you go 7 times to the same prospect, every time you talk about a different business benefit, you talk about different industry info that they did not know about, they will start looking at you as somebody who is a source of information than a pesky salesperson. That helps you to tap back into all your core leads and really make them warm.
Right. The next question that we have, Kiran, actually, I'm very interested to ask this one, is a lead versus brand. What should be the right mix when we focus on B2B industry?
So brand is something that helps you to define who are the top evaluators that you work against. Like if you have to look at a CRM solution, like the company that I work with, a lot of customers look at the top 4 companies and say, these are the companies that I want to look at. When you look at lead, it is important for you to invest to know what is the source of the lead, what is the requirement. So one talks about just about who you are. Lead helps you to understand what can you do for them. So it is important for you to have a brand to get more leads in, but definitely how you treat the lead, how you respect the lead, how a lead feels there, having a personalized white glove treatment helps you to close it faster.
Understood. So the next question is, like, obviously would be a cakewalk for you, stating that how to set a process for sales enablement and how are you doing it in Salesforce?
Okay, excellent. I think I had a blog written on this as well recently. You need to first understand what is the requirement of your field sales rep. A lot of time the mistake sales enablement team does is they go to the topmost leadership and ask their inputs. That is great. It's important for you to know. you also need to have an ear on the ground. You need to connect with the sales rep and understand what is it that is help that they need. Remember, three things that I would always say: product, process, customer stories. These are the three things that help your customer to do, help your sales rep to perform really better. Right. Equip them to have product information, where to go for. How do you run the process of, especially approvals is what I always see salespeople struggle, surprisingly, but that's true. And a third thing is on the customer stories. Effective helping the prospect explain the benefits of your solution that other customer has used really helps you to resonate and gets your deals moved in much more faster than doing feature functionality test or doing any kind of demo setups.
Right. Next question that we have solution pricing at times becomes a key issue for most customers, especially for some regions like India, even though the solution features are better and benefits their business most. How should a sales rep tackle that?
See, first of all, it is important for you to understand what is the solution going to help the customer with. A lot of times, the minute somebody says, I have a requirement, the salesperson only hears, I have a product I can sell. I would say, take a step back and ask them, what is the requirement that you have and why do you have the requirement? What are you doing for that requirement if it's not my company? What are the other alternatives that you have? And if you decide not to do anything about it, is it going to harm your business? Is it going to limit your growth? Is it going to create business loss? Once you know the reason why they have that requirement, it becomes really easy for you to talk to them about getting rid of that requirement issues. And that makes you, and trust me, even though we sell position into India, I can assure you, price is never a decision maker. Price is a byproduct of how a salesperson interacts with the prospect. If you're a good salesperson, you can absolutely sell a premium product for a premium price and customer will buy because they will connect with you to see you care about their business more than your sales.
Right. So actually moving on from that thought process only, like we have like a continuation question is from Prasad. He asks, in these challenging times, most of the sales gurus stress on don't sell, no sales pitch, help your customers now, even without revenue. How do you balance the empathy and the selling at the same time?
Very, very, very important question. Very valid to the current situation also.
Yeah.
Empathy is something that is a no-brainer. You have to go with it. The easiest option that I would recommend, I think we had somebody else also talk about it earlier, is put yourself in your customer's shoes. And then you see, if this is a situation that you are in, are you going to invest talking to these people? Are you okay to spend the amount of money that they're asking you? And do you trust that company to solve your business benefit? The minute you start understanding that, the dynamics of how you do sales, the dynamics of how you interact and network changes. If a customer understands that you are here to truly help them with the business and not to do your force fit of solution, trust me, the conversation changes. And I have seen a lot of times customers come back and tell our salespeople also that I know you have a monthly quota to do. Mm. I have a deal that I'm going to close next month, but I can do it this month. I would like to work with you because you have helped me make sure you save me a lot of losses in the past and helped me an amazing ROI. So I want to make sure I do give something back for you. It really helps that way.
Got it. So you speak basically their language and what they are talking into.
More so importantly now than ever before.
Yeah, understood. So the next question that we have is how to deal with a situation where the lead ghosts you.
Like I mentioned, right? It is a very, like I told you, dead no decision. A lead is going to ghost you if they know that they have everything they want from you and there is nothing you can give more.
Yeah.
So this is where it is important for you to differentiate between an evaluator and a decision maker. An evaluator will, his or her only requirement with you is take information and put it up to somebody else. The minute they take information from you, you don't exist for them anymore. That is why they ghost you.
Right.
If you differentiate between a evaluator and you know who is the decision maker, you start connecting with them. Trust me, no decision maker will ghost you. They'll tell you on your face, yes, this is the solution we want to go ahead. Or they will tell you, doesn't think it's going to work, but thank you for your time. We look forward to working together again. it gets you a logical conclusion, which is what I think every salesperson prefers.
Right. I asked the question to Vinay, and I'll ask the question to you as well. Initial sales process, what do you do to get your first 100 customers? Salesforce has done it. Tell me the secret sauce.
So I think even today, Salesforce works and behaves like a startup.
Yeah.
The most important thing is agility. And if you look at how Salesforce has been grown, Salesforce has grown on a very strong concept of customer first. Salesforce is pivoted towards customer success. And I can't tell you to extend that we go to make sure customers are successful. Two successful, happy customers will give you a lot more references that we can than you can ever imagine. You know, I know bad mouthing goes a long way, but happy customers are more than happy to stand with you and share about the success stories that you have with them. So my suggestion is be agile in your approach, be accommodating, understand the business. At the same time, keep your customer in priority. Your first 100 customers will come just like that. My only request is once you hit the 100 customers, please do not change your policies. Keep the trust, keep the customer first, keep the agility aligned. So that will help you to get your 10 lakh customers also.
Thanks, Kiran. Thank you so much for all the answers. And thank you for joining us for the session today. Hope to see you in our upcoming editions as well.
Thank you so much, Debarthi. I think it was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. And also thanks to everybody who attended. I know it has been overload of webinars, but you took time out. Highly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Kiran.
Hey, thank you for watching the recording. Do check us out at Ampus B2B Bench for more such killer content. Also, don't forget to go to www.amplus.com and book your free demo for Ampus Enterprise version to ring your next customer.